Yeah, I don't know what word I'd put on it. I mean, it's over. You know that. It's pretty final. It's the way the playoffs go. And, you know, all of a sudden, 2013's done. Basically wiped the slate clean. And you know, now you're basically you're looking forward. You
know? We had asked Andy how he would identify this team. He says it's guys that battle. They're a bunch of battlers. Talk about your teammates and the battle back effect.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to be in this game, in this league, if you're going to be good. I mean, there's so many games that come down to one possession, end a game, and you got to have mentally tough guys that can battle. And we have that here, you know, and I think we proved that over the course of the season. You know, so kind of credit to the guys in this locker room, guys buying into what we're doing here, how we do things.
Do you feel, I mean, Coach says he wants you to take a step back before you can take a step forward. Is that easier said than done? To be able to step back a little bit, put this out of your mind before you can really focus on what good happened this year and use that for next year?
Well, you know, I certainly think you use this as drive. You know, I think it's good to be playing in these types of games. I think these types of games are contagious. You go back to playing and just regular season games, you want that itch, you have that urge to try to get in these types of games, these playoff games, the stage, the feeling is just so much different. So, you know, with that, I think you use it. Certainly, I think the foundation's been laid, you know, for us as a team, the way we do things. You know, it was our first year together for all of this, so certainly I think that foundation has been laid for next year.
Can you compare anything in your career to last night, the outcome?
They're all so different. I mean, and like I said, those opportunities, you don't know when they come, how often they're going to be there, when your next one's going to be. And certainly last night hurt, you know, to be up like we were, you know, feeling very good about things and then to have it end up the way that it did. You know, certainly tough pill to swallow, but any loss would be. I mean, if it happened every other way imaginable, obviously a loss is a loss. They all hurt. So, you know.
Coach Reed said the team is good but not great. You've been on a team that has gone to a Super Bowl. How close do you think this team is to being a great team?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think we have the pieces here. No doubt in my mind that we have what it takes. I think the guys would tell you even last night, more so than ever, I think we feel like that. I mean, we're capable of, I think, not only just getting to the playoffs, but going deep into them and making runs. And we have that kind of talent here. We have the group together to do that. So certainly it's easy to talk about, though. I mean, like I said, you got to be able to go out there and do it. And you got to be playing your best football this time of year.
I know you're not much to talk about yourself individually, but no quarterback's ever had 4 touchdowns and 0 interceptions in a loss. Can you evaluate how you thought you played yesterday?
It doesn't really matter. I mean, in the end, especially as quarterbacks, I mean, it comes down to winning and losing, especially when you get into the postseason. You know, you just got to find a way to win. You know, and for us on offense, you know, we had a chance there at the end of the game and didn't get it done. So certainly I think that's what we're looking at.
Do you think the team relaxed at all at 38-10? Did you sense that maybe some guys thought
already
over?
You know, I didn't sense that. I didn't sense that at all. You know. So no.
You know, Alex, during the year, there's been a couple games where leads were lost, and a couple of the guys in the locker room said, you know, we got to get better at finishing, learning to go for the jugular. Is that something that's a mental thing? Is that something that you can take from this and build to do for next year?
I don't know about any of that. I mean, you're playing football. You're trying to win. I mean, certainly when you have a lead, you don't ever want to relax, especially in the NFL. You know, and I don't think we did that. You know, for whatever reason, though, we didn't come out on top. I just think learning to win any type of game, whether you're up or down, finding a way to win games is important. And I think it's a kind of learned habit, and you get momentum and you get confidence that with the game on the line, whether you were up or whether you were coming back, that we're in those situations, you have confidence that you're going to come out on top. You know, we did that at times this year, and I certainly think we have enough to build on.
Alex, did you sense this team getting complacent with 9-0?
No, not at all. I never felt like that. If anything, you know, I felt like we were confident you know, and should have been, you know, and lost some tough games. So,
have you gone back and watched the 4th and 11 play yet? The play to Bo?
I haven't. No.
I think that's one that everyone's assuming it's gonna stick with you. I mean, Coach Reed said multiple times, 4 inches away from completing. It's just, I guess, how tough is that play?
They're all tough. I mean, certainly that one, but you point out for me a handful of plays that, yeah, you do this differently, you do that differently, would have changed the game, and that's the way it is. You know, you never know which play can be the difference. I mean, that's why you're doing everything possible each and every play to do it right, you know, to make the play, because you don't know which one's going to be the difference maker. There were several of those last night, and that was certainly one of them.
How many times have you said to yourself, you scored 44 without your ball and you lost?
Yeah, I mean, he's been so healthy all year. We haven't had to do that in the entire season, which is really a credit to him. And, you know, tough on the opening series to lose him. But like I said, I thought, you know, guys didn't miss a beat. You know, certainly he's been he's had so much production for us, and one of the best players in the NFL. So, you know, he's tough to replace. But I thought guys didn't blink. You know, I thought guys stepped up and believed in one another, and certainly I think we had some success certainly there in the first half. Second half, I thought we moved the balls, you know, well. You know, they didn't get the touchdowns though.
When he goes down, how much pressure did you feel that you had to now carry the team?
You know, for me, I mean, I think it's still, you just don't have time to think about any of that in a game. I mean, for me, you're playing football. I mean, the play comes in, I'm trying to execute a play. I'm not sitting there thinking about, you know, well, Jamal's out. And what I mean, to answer your question, you just don't have time to. You're playing football.
All right.
Thank you, Alex. Have a good afternoon.
Yeah, thanks.